USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is calling out his own platform for how it handled a story from the New York Post. The Post claiming that Hunter Biden used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman with his father when he was vice president. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News everyone needs to be investigating this story.
And for everyone in the media who says, well, it's unverified. You know, that didn't stop the New York Times from going on and on and on with what they say are the president's tax returns. And it certainly didn't stop a whole lot of blue checkmark journalists from talking about the Steele dossier and the so-called P-tape.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is poised to take the first steps towards approving Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett Thursday as the last day of confirmation hearings begin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
President Trump's top negotiator and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plan to regroup on Thursday for talks on a new stimulus package as President Trump continues to push for a deal before the November 3rd election. Forced to negotiate a comprehensive package because Pelosi refuses to deal with issues in standalone bills, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Wednesday night the administration's top priority is unlocking approximately $300 billion approved in the initial large stimulus package. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden won't debate, but they'll still be competing tonight. NBC's Today Show, Savannah Guthrie saying,
the president and Joe Biden were supposed to face off in their second debate, a town hall debate, but the debate commission decided to switch it to a virtual event because of COVID concerns. At that point, the president said he would not take part in a virtual debate. Joe Biden decided to schedule a town hall on another network, and now the president is doing the same.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The California Supreme Court has ordered a trial judge to re-examine Scott Peterson's convictions for killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son 18 years ago. The ruling comes less than 2 months after the state Supreme Court overturned Peterson's death sentence in August. It sends a case back to the San Mateo County Superior Court to determine whether Peterson should receive a new trial. Governor J.B. Pritzker is making a final push for folks in Illinois to fill out their 2020 census. The Illinois governor saying he's disappointed in the most recent court ruling, bumping up the deadline to today.
In normal times, the census is a monumental undertaking, and the pandemic has brought countless new challenges. The consequences of this decision will reverberate for at least the next 10 years.
The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says a mailman is an everyday hero for saving the life of a bleeding man.
Postal carrier Fernando Garcia was working his route in Norwalk when he heard cries for help and saw a man on the ground covered in blood. The man had sliced his arm with a chainsaw. Quick thinking, Garcia took off his leather belt, looped it through the buckle, pulled as tight as he could, using it as a tourniquet to stop the injured man from bleeding to death. He says he got the idea from watching movies. The man is expected to recover, thanks to the mailman. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
More news always available online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.